Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is Mr. Home Run.
Hey, Joey.
Doing something new, huh?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I was actually reading and forgot what I was supposed to be doing.
That's fair. We're on the fifth issue of this comic book story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage of this legend story, go check out our last four episodes. And this issue, we start out...
If we just skip the first page, we can start out where the story actually begins.
Yes. Yeah, I'll just say this issue gives us a recap of what Billy did.
Which we got in the last one, and the last one, and the last one. And
now, this will be the last time we get it.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because as soon as...
His girlfriend gets hit.
Right after this, Lisa comes up to him and is like, hey, Billy, like, what are you doing? We gotta go back. And then they see a crowd forming, burning superhero effigies.
So that's not Ghost Rider in Superman's uniform?
I mean, I thought it... The thing was...
You thought it was Superman using some kind of power against the crowd?
I didn't know... Like, it looked like Superman.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what exactly it is, because in the next page, a couple pages, we don't see anybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I realized what it was later on, but... So Lisa's like, oh no, we gotta go and stop them from doing all this.
We have to make them see reason.
Yeah.
And then Billy's like, no! And then she gets bonked.
Yeah, she gets hit
gets brocked.
And that's when Billy's like, all right, you know, come what may, I gotta...
this shit. I'm gonna go Shazam the shit out of this crowd.
Yeah. And as soon as he becomes Captain Marvel, he realizes, oh, shit, I was fucked over. Like,
yeah.
I would have some money.
Obviously, I'm not killing people, because if that was the case, I would have just killed this little girl that's standing 5 feet away from me.
I mean, there's that too. But, you know, the wisdom of Solomon has...
Finally,
it made me realize that I've been duped. So he goes over to the crowd to try and calm them down.
Calm your shit. Oh.
But then they like drag him into the crowd, and they're gonna probably try and kill him.
I mean,
because
they
angry
try.
Mob.
See, what I want to see in this kind of situation is like what we get to see in Invincible, where they go to punch somebody that's stronger than them, and it just like completely annihilates their hands.
Ooh.
And stuff. Like, every time that happened in there, I'm just like, I cringed, and I'm like, yes, right? I love it, because it makes sense.
Exactly. It's what would actually happen.
That's like, you know, if you punch a brick wall, you're going to hurt your hand.
Yeah. But yeah, people still punch brick walls. I don't know. So as he's being mauled, the crowd freezes and stops, and then we see Dr. Fate's hand saying, Captain Marvel, you are needed, and then he disappears. Then we go to Black Canary. She's running away from some hit squad. And similar situation. Dr. Fate shows up, says, you're needed, and she disappears. We get Guy Gardner's twin brother with the bowl cut.
Yeah, that threw me off. Because I was like, wait, is he fighting himself?
Yeah, I thought, I'll be real honest, I actually thought he would be okay with this guy because they had similar looks. But that's not the case. What's this guy's name? Sunspot? I don't even know who the hell he is. I don't know if he comes back. But I'm going to touch on him because I have to. Gardner is just fucking with him.
Yeah.
And hardcore.
He's just being a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he is. But
he really is. Sunspot does inadvertently blast off his own foot. Because Guy is holding him
by his foot
in the air. And Sunspot thinks, oh, I'm just going to blast this construct. And destroys his foot, and Gardner's like, yeah, look, dude,
that's some funny shit, don't get me wrong.
He's like, I'm gonna keep you from bleeding out to death, and we'll get you to the hospital, but don't be stupid. But before he does that, Fate comes in, takes Guy away, and now Sunspot is gonna bleed out.
I don't think that really hurt Guy's consciousness, to be honest.
No, honestly, it looked like it was charred. Like,
it should have been fine anyways.
Yeah, it got cauterized.
Cauterized, yeah.
So, if anything, it's just he's in excruciating pain.
Which he'll pass out, it'll be fine.
Exactly.
You go into shock here, and there it is.
We go to Blue Beetle, who's just running around Chicago.
Peeping Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, he runs over on top of a roof and then scales a, not gutter, what's the... Downspot.
Downspot, yeah.
Yeah. And he's just hanging on there and then just happened to have the window open next to this lady who, I'm assuming, got directly out of a shower to come yell at him.
Yeah, I think she actually came over to the window in her towel just to yell at him.
Yeah, because there's water dripping either from her or the towel. I'm not entirely sure which.
Or maybe she was just kind of excited about the situation.
It's on her leg, though, like her outer thigh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, actually, her towel looks kind of like a rug also, so.
Okay. But he's like, oh, no, nah, crap. Now, not only am I an outlaw.
He's like, I promise you I'm not a PP Tom.
I do like how when he dies, he's like, cute tush, though. But then we get Fate grabbing Beetle as well. Go to Batman, and same thing. He's just trying to figure out what's going on with why G. Gordon Godfrey is inciting everybody. And then Fate comes in and takes him away. Back to New York with Flash, Changeling, and Boomerang. And we've got this giant mob with there's three of those warhounds. And Flash is running around trying to grab all of these
weapons from the people so they can't beat the shit out of him and Changeling. Beast Boy, Changeling and Boomerang.
And Boomerang just doesn't give a fuck. And so he throws his boomerangs at these warhounds. And that's when they find out that there's people inside of them.
Yeah, people controlling them.
Yes. And Boomerang's like, well, I mean, that's good for you, I guess. I mean, I was just trying to destroy the thing. Now I know to just take care of it anyway. And so he throws some more at another one and blows up another one. And I like how he's trying to run away, but then gets dragged back by his scarf.
Yep.
And then forms a starts crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Against his own volition. Before Flash and Changeling can go do anything, Fate jumps in and...
Wait, but we have to at least get Beast or Changeling's line in here.
Go ahead.
Monty Python was right, pal. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. Definitely a time for a comic of the times.
Yeah.
So we go back to the White House now, and Superman is again talking to the president. And... this is where I was saying how Superman thinks it's Darkseid because I was just there. He had just snatched me earlier today. And that is part of the tie-ins. So it would help, I think, get a complete story if you read all the tie-ins. And
yeah, but we don't have time for that shit.
We don't have time for that. And I know, like, the Superman ones, we are actually going to read next time we do Superman. So... Maybe I might just skip over those. We'll see.
But Dr. Fate shows up.
Yeah, as he's talking to the president, Fate shows up.
Well, see, here, this is what drives me crazy. Because right here, when Superman says it could be Darkseid, Fate's like, a logical theory, but quite incorrect.
Oh.
It's like, Fate, but you're wrong because Darkseid is involved.
Well, I'm wondering if Superman thinks... So they're both right? Because Godfrey is the one that's doing the inciting here. True. But Darkseid is the Godfrey's master puppet behind it. Yeah.
He's got his hand up Godfrey's ass working him like a puppet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally skim past that part. I didn't see that. But either way, they're going to go and figure... I mean, I like how the president's like, look, you're going against my executive order. And Fate's like... Mr. President, I respect you, but bitch, please.
My order is a lot bigger than your order.
Yeah, I'm trying to save the universe and the world.
We'll trickle down authority to you when we get to it.
I love it. So then Fate takes Superman and they disappear as well. We are now back to it in Metropolis. So no one points out...
Gotham.
No, this is Metropolis.
Wait, how the hell did they get there that quick?
Exactly. Like, no one points out the fact that G. Gordon Godfrey is...
teleporting places.
Going from place to place stupid quick. So he's in Metropolis. He's inciting violence.
Deciding the fate of Captain Boomerang. And Boomerang's like, yeah, well, you don't want to do anything to me because I got friends and my friends will come and help me because they wouldn't want me to say things that I wasn't supposed to be saying if they wasn't going to come get me.
You went from, like, the Aussie accent to, like, a
Cockney,
like a 14th century urchin.
Yeah, well, we don't know what he is. He's a fucking flight attendant.
16th century.
He's a flight attendant. He's been everywhere.
But yeah, like the crowd wants blood because and why not?
And Amanda's like, you know what? I'm sorry. Mrs. Waller is like, you know what?
So you got you
can either kill him or save him, whichever one's easier. I don't give a shit. Just go take care of this.
We can't have him talk about Task Force X.
Hey, TFT. Is
funny because when Flag went to go get Deadshot, he straight up gave like this order to the
this is Task Force X.
Yeah, it's like, look, this is, we need him for Task Force X. And the Gordon's like, gee, I don't know what this Task Force X is, but it's gotta be a bad thing. Like, you don't want the name to be around, you don't want this thing to be known. Don't tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know?
Yep.
So now we are on, now we're in Washington.
Yeah, in front of the Lincoln Monument.
And let's just say this brought up some really recent memories.
Oh, you mean like a crowd marching on the Capitol?
Yeah.
A mob inciting violence at the Capitol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be like. It'd be crazy to live through something like that.
It's weird.
You know what, though? I bet you that all these people right here will get away from it because this is just tourism right here. That's all this is. They were just
they were looking for the gift shop.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. We're trying not to stick with politics, but it's hard not to.
He's trying not to. I'm not.
Yeah.
I will straight up say that there are a bunch of pieces of shit in our Capitol and nothing has fucking happened about it.
Well,
and they're
all
just
been arrested.
Huh?
There's not all of them, but a lot of them have been arrested.
And what have they done? How have they sentenced him? Exactly.
They haven't been pardoned, so that's a good thing.
Yet.
Not by... Anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So Fate shows up.
With all the heroes that he had collected. His own little hero collection.
Yep. He's like, gotta catch them all.
Hero-mon? What? Is that... Okay, yeah. So he's like, alright, guys, we're here to serve justice and kick butt, and we're all out of justice. So, yeah, and Darkseid is...
And then, of course, you've got Nazi Lantern. He's like, yeah, let's go fuck some people up.
Looks like it's finally party time. Uh-huh.
Actually, you know, he kind of looks like, what is that, Mo from the Three Stooges right there? Yeah. His hair is dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
He looks... Like more grizzled than and older than he should be. Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we go back to Darkseid and he's looking on like, all right, well, now we're coming to the end of before we get there.
Yeah.
We come to the end of our fight, and I'm gonna show you, Stranger, that the heroes are gonna lose. And Stranger's like, yeah, we'll see. We will see. And then the last page is Jason in the hospital still.
This is impressive. He gets changed out of his clothes with a broken arm and a broken leg and into his Robin costume, which is a skin-tight underpants.
Well, I'm wondering if that was all underneath.
No, because look, he's got regular pants on right there.
Yeah, but the tights underneath, though.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But anyways, he gets, you know, like I said, gets dressed in his Robin costume, and then he's like, I'm gonna go help even if it kills me.
Bum bum bum.
But we don't
it won't kill him yet. That's later. That's coming soon. Oh, you know what? I didn't count these issues. So remember in the Batman book where I'm like, oh, he's standing on 33. I wonder if there's only 33 issues until he dies. It was somewhere in the 20s, but I didn't count. I know there's some issues I didn't count. I'll have to go back and actually look at that.
But that's where it ends.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this legend story.